Brian Helmsworth here at the Holiday Inn Select in Columbia. I've been a participant in a media roundtable here at the Together Forward Zero Vision Zero conference. I'm joined by Bill Whitfield, who's with MoDOT. Bill, forgive me, your title again?
Highway Safety Director.
Highway Safety Director. I want to start with by a compliment. I just participated in a media discussion with people from MoDOT, people from the Highway Patrol, people from all over the state. The questions were incredible, and some of them dealt with highway safety, some dealt with natural bridge. We had people talking about the importance of work zone safety. I learned a lot, and I thought it was terrific. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You know, this is an annual conference that we've been holding, and it's our opportunity to get all the different disciplines of highway safety together, from enforcement and educators and engineers, emergency medical personnel, first responders, media folks, to come together and just talk about highway safety, learn what each of the different groups does. And we're all in this for the same reason, and that's to make roadway travel safer in the state of Missouri. We have a goal of zero deaths on our highways, so we're here together to share, trade ideas, and work our way towards zero fatalities.
You know, one of the themes that we really heard today from people that were in the audience was safety. We had a lady from MoDOT. I spoke to her. She works over in St. Louis, but she talked about Natural Bridge. They've had, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, like maybe 9 fatalities in the last couple of years, some in wheelchairs getting hit. So it's not just on rural two-lane roads. This is in the city of St. Louis.
You know, fatalities will occur anywhere, and you mentioned Natural Bridge in St. Louis. We know that that's a corridor where we've had some issues with pedestrians. And, you know, what we really need to be mindful of there is having that eye contact with the pedestrian to the vehicle, vehicle to the pedestrian, and just making sure that we are seen and have been seen before we cross the road or assume that the car has seen us or the pedestrian has seen that car. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a simple answer to maybe a complex question or issue, but you know, just being seen is a key component of pedestrian safety.
Just a couple more questions, Bill. We'll wrap it up. You've got 420 something people that are at this conference here at Holiday Inn Select. What's the major aim of you guys for putting this together?
Highway safety. We want to make our roadways as safe as possible. We know that there are many issues that we need to deal with. The biggest is the person behind the wheel of the car. We know that over 90% of all the roadway fatalities, motor vehicle crashes that occur, are due to human error. So that first level of prevention, that first level of defense in motor vehicle safety is the driver of the car. And so a lot of the things that we talk about and discuss are making sure that the driver, he or she, is buckled up every time, every trip, making sure that they never drive impaired under the influence of alcohol or drugs, obeying and maintaining the speed limits on our roadways, maintaining safe following distances. There's just so many things that the driver themselves can do to prevent these crashes from happening.
And final question, the Highway Patrol, MoDOT, the guys in work zones. We had Lyndon Ebker's daughter that talked about how she lost her father. This is really what it's all about. It's about, especially in these work zones, getting folks to slow down. It's a huge issue.
You know, speeding accounts for over a third of all of our fatalities that happen every year. But I think really what we need to always remember is that these numbers are real people. Mm-hmm. They're not just a number, not just a fatality, but these are coworkers, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, loved ones, friends. And I think sometimes that's often forgotten. I think the other thing that is forgotten or we don't give enough attention to is that we accept this. That this is kind of normal, that if you're going to travel on the highways, car crashes are inevitable and fatalities are inevitable. And we need to dispel that way of thinking that this is an acceptable consequence of driving and make sure that we start talking about the only acceptable number for people to die is zero.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's sounds simple, but it's a huge deal. Anything you want to add, Bill, feel free.
Well, I think just in closing, what I would say is just when you're on the road and you're driving, take that responsibility seriously. Buckle up, put your phone down, give driving 100% of the attention that it deserves.
Great to see you. Appreciate all the great work you do.
Thank you.